Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, this administration will do anything to degrade or run down the image of the United States of America, because it's been done over and over and over again, and he just, I don't know, that's the way he is. Has no respect for the citizens or the country. Can't leave fast enough for me. Have a good day, everyone.
All right. What's on your mind is what the program is called, so we started another hour finding out what's on the minds of one of our listeners. Is that what's on your mind? Certainly is the big national and international story of the day that President Obama nor any high-ranking official of the United States was at the unity rally in Paris, despite millions attending and every other world leader being there, and really, in historic fashion, even Benjamin Netanyahu and Abbas there as well. The Israelis, the Palestinians, locking arms, and so many others. We were not. Why? One theory from a listener. And by the way, question for you: do you care? Does it matter? I mean, when you hear about this brouhaha on the news today, and this one is unusual in the sense that there's a fair amount of criticism from folks that otherwise would be considered not the usual suspects. This isn't the typical Republicans or mad at Democrats deal. This is, some Democrats going, what the heck is going on here? As you go about your life in the Northern Plains, working for a living, getting kids to school, I'm curious, does this matter to you? Personally, I have to tell you, about anything to do with the President of the United States wears me out. I'm just waiting him out. And I happen to think that a lot of people are in the same category. You get tired of the criticism. Now, this to me is a real head-scratcher. I can't figure out why we didn't go. And I happen to believe that it's intentional. This is the beyond incompetence. This is beyond a boo-boo of not sending John Kerry or Vice President Biden or whatever. This is, we don't want to go. It's just too blatantly obvious. But I can't figure out why. If you pressed me for an answer, I'd say we're worried about offending somebody. But who? Who could we possibly offend that the Germans weren't worried about, the Brits weren't worried about, the French are there arm in arm? I don't know. Wears me out. 800-228-0550. But I'm sincerely most interested whether this controversy or any, what, does it matter to you? And do you find yourself pondering this question, or is it noise? You on to much more important things. Show's called What's on Your Mind, so we want to know. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Jim Casper, who is one of the legislature's most ardent critics of Common Core proposals, education legislation. So we're going to talk with him about what he's planning to do about it. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well on these or any topics. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? Tell me. Monty and Bismarck, welcome.
Hi. What I wanted to talk about was there's a letter from that Albert Pike wrote to Mancini, and this was back in the 1870s. It's about the Freemasons. And if you understand how the global elites of this world, the corporations, the 12 families that run this world, and Freemasonry, how they've dictated everything that happens with our government, that letter, if you go on to Alex Jones in the InfoWars, he spells out how they're going to start all three world wars. so you take that.
So you're just because I lost you for a second there, Monty, when you say they're going to start all three world wars, you're saying this letter written long ago foretells a number of things and how they happen, and what's the third world war?
Well, that's between Islam and Christianity.
Okay, all right. So it's the war on...
It's going to be, just the way the Bible, states it. But more than that, how they manipulate everything in our lives. Down to, these Freemasons, it's a satanic cult. But that is infiltrated into our government, into our banking system, the entire works.
All right, Monty, and you believe that's happening as we speak?
Well, these Rothschild, the 12 families that the global elites, they call them, but they're just corporations that run it.
You hear a term Illuminati a lot as well. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. And appreciate the call, Monty. Hear from folks from time to time who subscribe to that, and I'm interested in it. So I appreciate you sharing your thoughts about it. I happen to think the United States, the greatest country on the face of the earth, to the extent that exists, would be able to buck that. But I understand others, are concerned. Sunshine, light. If in fact, they have the control they do, would be the best disinfectant, wouldn't it? Kay in Minnesota, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I have a theory about why he did not attend the rally in France. I believe that we have been infiltrated in our government by the Muslim Brotherhood and members of CARE. And I think that Obama is being held under their thumb to do what they want. And that's why he did not attend this. The second point I want to make is I think there needs to be investigative reporting to find out what our president was doing at the time of this rally, and that needs to be exploited and shown to the American people that he made a choice. He made a choice to protect whoever he's protecting and not attend this rally to show solidarity with these European countries who are very threatened, and we're going to be next.
You know, it's so bizarre, though, Kay, because why wouldn't you go just to do just that, just to do what everybody else is doing? I mean, it's so obvious in our absence that it certainly lends to everything you're talking about as being a reason for it, right? And you could put it on the clock that criticism was going to come. And by the way, the criticism for him not going is as loud from his support group, his party, the left, as it is from the right.
Exactly. I think we need to know what his reason is for certain, but I think that it's plain to see that he's appeasing these groups, and I think the American people need to wake up and see it for what he is, because his actions are speaking, and we need to realize that.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome, by the way. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Facebook question, very simple. What do you think the reason is? We just asked. Why? It's a unity rally. This isn't controversial. It's a unity rally. You have a terrorist attack in France. And by the way, I don't know why this particular attack has got more attention than others. I think about this school in Pakistan. Remember not all that long ago when these terrorist thugs went in and wiped out 140-150 killed at a school in Pakistan? And, we have like a day or two of stories on it, and it goes away. Well, where was the unity rally there? I often don't understand when we decide to, to show our outrage. But this was a no-brainer in France. Absolute no-brainer. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jake Tapper, I posted this story on our Facebook page. You know what Jake Tapper is, Todd? He's a CNN reporter.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he would be a, you know, typical kind of D.C. reporter. Also known as, you know, the president's base very often. He wrote a piece for CNN, said, I'm ashamed by the U.S. leader's absence in Paris. You know, like when reporters who report the news get sucked into this vortex.
I got a question for you. If Obama were up for re-election, would he have reported that same story that same way?
Yeah, or would they,
or would it, or would he be, would the rhetoric be a lot different? I mean, there's no need to kiss up to him now. He's out of office soon.
Relatively. Why didn't he go and do you care? Those are my big questions today.
And if not him, somebody. There should have been somebody there. Should have been him.
I do get a sense that people are somewhat in the same camp that I am. Just get worn out by the incompetence and or willful disdain of things that just make basic common sense. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The United States is no longer the greatest country on earth. We were at one time. But under Dictator for Life Obama, we've become just another second-rate country. Nobody fears us. Everybody laughs at us.
I'm not going to throw in the towel quite as quick as you. I think our standing in the world has definitely been damaged, and I think dumb decisions like this Paris thing add to that, this sort of lead-from-behind deal. But I'm not going to give one president enough power to change the standing of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I will not. Appreciate the call, though. Here's another.
Maybe it's because he couldn't go over there and play golf for a while. That's probably why he didn't want to go over. He didn't couldn't have any fun. What?
Yeah. Enough golf courses. Gene and Morehead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I've got a couple of comments. I'm really incensed about what happened yesterday with President Obama. And when we were all young, we learned the saying that if you're not with us, you're against us. And the other thing that concerns me is Americans are not people who do nothing. It's the talk is over. We know what's going on. I think the gig is up. But I mean, what are we going to do? Million march on Washington? What? That's my point of view. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting point. We don't opt out, right? We lead.
Yes. Yes. We're stronger than that. We fought 200 years plus.
See, I think all these foreign policy, I mean, I think Iraq, Afghanistan, it was all noise to this president, right? It's just like, you know, he had a domestic agenda to transform the country with Obamacare on down, and all that other stuff was just sort of stuff he'd rather not pay attention to, and I guess that's how he's going to write out the last 2 years here. I don't know.
Well, my other comment about it is, I'm sorry, Scott.
No, go ahead.
He said he was going to be open and transparent. Well, I think he is. I think we all see through him.
So it's sort of like what I'm saying, just wait it out. It is what it is. It bugs you, but just wait it out.
I suppose.
What choice do we have? Gene, thank you. Rocky in Tioga, which, by the way, per capita had probably the best representation of any community in North Dakota down at Frisco, Texas. Holy buckets. I ran into Steve Iverson and a whole bunch of folks from Tioga. They brought a whole bus down from Tioga, as a matter of fact.
That doesn't surprise me. It's quite a little community down there.
Hearty bunch of folks here in Tioga, and that was quite the drive. So it was pretty cool to see. Anyway, Rocky, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got two things. I'd have to say I agree with virtually everything the listeners and callers have presented to you. It's clear that President Obama does not want us to have a place of leadership in the world. He stated it that we shouldn't be a superpower. This is just another opportunity to see that he has no intention of our taking over or even sustaining a leadership position in the world. And the second thing I'd like to bring up is a brewing success story, a tragic but huge thing that I think goes with the spirit of what's on your mind is what is the apparent self-sacrifice of that 17-year-old school girl over, is it Larimore, where that bus, where the bus train collision happened last
year? Yeah, you're right. That's an incredible story. And I don't know if, Todd, if that came up on the day I was traveling to Frisco or not, but, you know, the young girl that died, we now understand was trying to get the bus off the track. Yep. Evidently, there must have been some kind of a health condition of the driver.
What and, yeah, I have an eighth grader, and they're over here in Tioga celebrating her death, which is really cool. In that she gave her life. She saw that the guy had slumped over. She ran forward. Now, this is what they're telling inside the school. She ran up, tried to pull the driver out of the way, got in, was actually had the bus in reverse and was trying to back it off the tracks, putting herself at danger. And, that's just really cool. And I'm sorry, of course, for the loss, but what a heroine she is.
No, can you imagine? You're absolutely right, though. And that's
so
been
anyway, thought I'd bring that locally, at least we have very valiant young people, and it's too bad that we don't have leadership that supports that kind of spirit. And I got to go. Thanks.
Interesting connection, Rocky, and hear the emotion in your voice. Appreciate the call. You know, that's been reported, but I don't know that it's been given the attention that it deserves in the grand scheme of that awful story, you know. And I think we're also a little quick to, you know, why didn't the bus driver stop? Why didn't, you know, gates go up? Why, you know, I mean, it's just kind of, you know.
More proof the picture doesn't necessarily tell the whole story, because you look at the picture and you think, oh, for crying out loud, this. And I thought the same thing, too. Oh, this guy's really just going to blow right through the railroad tracks and not stop and check for the train. And we all know the laws are they got to come to a complete stop, open the door, blah, blah, blah. There should have been no way that happened. Well, turns out there's a little bit more to the story than just a guy not bothering to stop.
Exactly. And then to know now that that was witnessed by a student who puts herself in harm's way, and, you know, she could have got on the bus, right? She gets behind the wheel and backs the bus up. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, incredible. And to think that there are students, you know, across the state in Tioga who are celebrating her heroic efforts, that's cool. That's really cool. Todd says, one point is, Eric Holder was in Paris, but elected not to participate. That's odd, too. We had an attorney general there, so he was there. It could easily just been the president's representative, and there wouldn't have been this hoopla. Perhaps if this march had been in support of those poor, peaceful, peace-loving terrorists, he would have saw fit to lead the march. Yeah. No, that's a good point, Todd. You know, and again, if you're the kind of person that groans when you hear these comments, that people think that of their president, well, all of this, you know, leads people to just think that all the more. Because you opt out. Another emailer says, Obama didn't go to Paris because he's afraid of Putin. The firm grip handshake
afraid
and Putin.
Afraid of Putin?
Yeah. The firm grip that handshake that Putin has, and also Putin makes fun of his golf shirts. A lot of theories here.
Okay.
A lot of theories. Yeah. All right. We're gonna get one more quick call in here. And by the way, Jim Caspel will join us. We're gonna talk Common Core and the upcoming legislative session here in just a moment. All right, Henry. What's on your mind, Henry? Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Obama is going to be setting two things he's going to be remembered by: the first black president and the worst president.
Okay. Hard to argue with that. First black president's factual, right? Worst president, I guess, up to the historians, but it's got my vote. At least Jimmy Carter's happy. He's lost the title. Anyway!
Hey, good point.
Common Core opposition in the legislature. An update from a state legislator, Jim Casper, when we come back, and your calls welcome as well.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Right now, if you're near a computer or your smartphone, you can go to highplainsapache.com and find out all you need to know, whether it's about a new Apache sprayer, whether it's about their fabulous warranty and service, the ET Ag Center, which has like 50,000 not only Apache parts, but for really anything in the application industry. It's one of their newer initiatives at High Plains Apache, where you have the need for the part for an Apache or any sprayer, they most likely have it. You're talking 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the industry in stock, both in Mandan and Fargo. And if they don't have it there, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com is the website. Better yet, stop and see them. Mandan, South of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Veronica, listening in South Dakota.
Regarding the reason why Eric Holder wasn't very visible during the Unity March, I heard on, I believe it was on Fox, that he was not invited to be in the front line of the world leaders. And I don't know if it was because our government waited too long to acknowledge that someone was going to be here or what the reason was, but that's the information I heard.
There's another theory emerging that the rally specifically was about radical Islam. And, you know, the president doesn't use that term. The administration doesn't use that term. Again, all of this seems very nuanced and kind of dumb. And I would think, look, if the president of the United States went there, he'd have been in the front row. You
know? Oh, I'm sure. Yes, yes, I'm certain of that, yeah, too. But
interesting theory, Veronica. Do you care? Does it matter to you? Does this tick you off? Does it surprise you? What's your thought about
it? Absolutely, because this terrorist problem is worldwide. I mean, we're all included in it, and we all need to stand up against it.
Appreciate your call, Veronica. Wish you were Secretary of State. You wouldn't have found an excuse to be somewhere else. Comment from one of our listeners by email on the proposal that a senator from Minot is putting forward that would set aside $5,000 for children born of North Dakota parents. Ole Larson, a senator, pushing this forward. Brian says, if the government has enough to give $5,000 for everyone born in North Dakota, they're taxing too much. Leave it in the hands of people that actually earn it. The government should only take what it needs to operate, no more. It's our money. Others weighing in on that, too. Jim Casper, Republican from Fargo, is leading the fight against Common Core in the state legislature, here to update us on those efforts. Jim, thanks for being here. How are you doing?
Hey, Scott. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I got caught up in committee, but I'm doing fine. Things are rolling.
Week number two of the legislature. Start with what specifically you think is in the hands of legislators to do related to Common Core. What would you see as a proper outcome for you and your fellow legislators to address this issue?
Well, Scott, there's two things that the bill that I'll be introducing does. One, it withdraws North Dakota from the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium and Common Core. And two, it would establish an interim legislative committee that over the next 2 years would work to establish our own assessments, our standards, and make the North Dakota education system world class. It would be made up of college professors, of teachers, school administrators, parents, legislators, and the business community, so that in the end we have our own standards for our North Dakota students, our own assessments. We don't need the federal government and any outside agency telling North Dakota how to do what we do better than almost any state in the nation anyway.
Several months ago, Al Carlson said this was going to be one of the big issues of the legislative session. Are you hearing about Common Core as much as other topics from your constituents? Is this a big deal to the grassroots, to the voters?
It is. I'm receiving emails not only from Fargo, but really from all over the state. About 98% support the position of getting out of Common Core. I just received one here, it's dated yesterday afternoon, where someone wants us to stay in Common Core. So that's actually the second one I've seen over the last 6 or 8 months.
That's not the position of most educators. I mean, the education establishment, for lack of a better term, would be of the opinion that this is all much ado about nothing, right?
Not so, Scott. The educators, meaning the teachers, are somewhat muzzled because of fear of retribution. I have an email that I have the permission of the person who sent me the email to share, and I will be sending that out later this week or early next week, from a West Fargo school teacher who, one, thanked me for moving this bill forward, and number two, said, "Don't believe what you're being told that teachers support Common Core." He said, "I do not know of a single teacher in the West Fargo school district who support it, but we are fearful of speaking up because of fear of retribution from the administration." So he said, "I know teachers all over North Dakota feel the same way you do, but they're also afraid to speak up." So I think they're silent because of fear.
What are you hearing from administrators that you talk to? Are they lobbying that you need not be worried about this?
I've had conversations with Superintendent Jeff Schatz from Fargo, who is I would think probably on board with Common Core. We have not had an in-depth discussion, but the question, Scott, is this. All the rhetoric out there aside, do we in North Dakota want the federal government and an outside entity located now at the University of California at Berkeley, moved from the state of Washington, do we want them to determine our standards and assessments and how we teach our kids in North Dakota? Or do we want to do that with our North Dakota people and establish our own education standards, assessments, and so on? That's the big question, and I, for one, support the North Dakota way a whole lot more than the federal way or an outside entity taking over our education system. I frankly believe it's also unconstitutional.
Jim Casper, representative from Fargo, Republican in the House, who has been one of the vocal opponents to Common Core and has introduced, as you heard, legislation to, one, withdraw North Dakota's participation and also set up an interim committee to deal with it going forward. Questions or comments for Representative Casper, certainly welcome here on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Other legislators have done what you're proposing, right? I mean, these flags have been raised in other states, and folks have, as they've dug into this, more opted out. Am I right?
Absolutely, Scott. To begin with, five states chose not to participate way back in 2010. since then, there's a movement among state legislatures all across the country to get their states out. I think four or five states have already withdrawn. There's more looking at it as we speak. I'll have a number of experts coming in who were actually on the originating committee that looked at the standards and put them together and withdrew from their signature, would not sign on saying that this what their end result was is terrible. So legislators and governors all over the country are saying, you know, we don't need a federalized education system. We need to get the states back in control and step up to the plate the way we should have been, frankly, for years. The Department of Education getting in the education system way back in the 60s was the beginning of the downward spiral of the education results in the country. We need the states to take responsibility and accept the responsibility to help get our kids educated the way they ought to be.
So if you're successful in getting this done, what happens? Before you answer that, let me go to Steve in Bismarck with a question for you. Jim Casper's with us on What's on Your Mind today, talking Common Core. Go ahead, Steve, your question.
Yeah, well, Jim, this is thanks for what you're doing. Scott, thanks for bringing this issue to the fore. But a couple things that I think Jim can expand upon is that this consortium that we're in is now headquartered in the University of California, Los Angeles. And we have one representative in this organization. The federal government has, I believe, almost an equal part out front in this organization. And one thing people have to understand is that if we find that we don't like these standards, we want better math standards, we want more history, we want different things that are demanded by these standards, we cannot change them. And what's going on in the governance of this organization greatly, in my opinion, usurps the oversight of the citizens of North Dakota and puts us many degrees of separation from direct involvement in education. And so if
Steve is absolutely right, and those are the concerns I'm hearing from parents all over our state, and there actually is a rally here in Bismarck today from a group who wants us to get out of Common Core. They brought in a speaker from one of the conservative organizations who is speaking at the Capitol, I think, at 11 o'clock. So Steve is absolutely right. We need to look to ourselves. We do things better in North Dakota than the federal government does. Our citizens, I think, are much superior in the ability to do what we need to do for our kids. And I don't know if I mentioned we'll have college professors involved in the process as well. We're finding 30 to 35% of the kids that get out of high school need remedial math and English. College professors who are involved in curriculum and matters know what is being shortchanged for our kids. So we'll do it better in North Dakota. We always have, and we always will.
Steve, appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Representative Jim Casper, week two of the North Dakota legislative session is underway, so we're continuing to follow different pieces of legislation being proposed. This one specifically calling for the withdrawal of North Dakota from the Common Core system and then setting up an interim committee to deal with. Another call waiting to weigh in when we come back. I'll save your answer for my question on the other side of the break here, and that is what ramifications there would be to opting out, because I know that there's always usually some strings attached, and that was part of the deal. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. If you want the same deal that Todd and I got, the 2-for-1 deal, which is 50% off, all you need to do is use the promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com, and you'll get the deal. Check out the radio offers, a lot of great deals. Or call direct 800-506-9028. Get a great night's sleep. 10-year warranty comes with this thing. That's how great it is. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So I've got 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. This is a version of the question I was asking from an emailer. John says, Representative Casper, what do we stand to lose if we opt out of Common Core? I don't understand the motivation of those in favor of retaining Common Core. Do we lose funds? Can we not exceed the standards set by Common Core? Something about the advocate's stand doesn't make sense. Can you help me understand where they're coming from?
You know, Scott, I don't understand where they're coming from because we do not lose any funds. We did not take Race to the Top funds with the bribe that the Obama administration threw out way back in 2009 and 10 to get states to sign on when, remember, we had the budget crunches. We do not lose any other federal funds. So from that perspective, we don't lose anything. What we do is gain control back in North Dakota. And, you know, I think the people who support Common Core have bought into the concept that all the tests for all the kids in all the grades in all 50 states should be exactly the same. You know, when they're going through their learning, their, whether it's third grade, fifth grade, seventh, ninth grade, whenever they give the test, all the tests should be the same. You know, that bemoans the question, are the kids in Chicago, in the inner cities, learning and able to learn because of their more dire straits many times in their living conditions at the same level and the same speed as kids in North Dakota or Texas or wherever? The answer is no. So to try to have a one-size-fits-all education system for the whole country just is absolutely mind-blowing and insidious. It makes no sense whatsoever. So we lose nothing, and we gain control back in North Dakota by getting out of Common Core. We still do assessments. We'll still do testing. Our kids will still be taught to learn the way they should, and they'll still take the ACT and the SAT tests. That won't change. It's just how we teach them, what we do to motivate them. We control in North Dakota, which is the way it ought to be, and that's the way the Constitution says it should be.
John and Grand Forks, question for Representative Casper. Go ahead. You're up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you hit on something earlier. Last month I was watching the movie Apollo 13, and there's a guy at the terminal, and he's working a slide rule. And I'm thinking, what in the heck has happened? You know, we went to the moon with hardly any computer power, and I think before we set, give up control of our schools, maybe we need to go back about 60 years to those generations and take a look at what were they doing right.
Well, the caller's absolutely right, Scott. You ask yourself, why is the National Chamber of Commerce so excited about promoting Common Core? Why is the North Dakota Chamber pushing it? Well, they're drinking the Kool-Aid of the National Chamber, but you know, what the National Chamber's goal is with big business is to try to profile and identify kids when they get into pre-K through 12. Start doing testing and psychological things and track it. So you get the insidious database, and now you try to say, okay, this seventh grader or this ninth grader, your aptitudes at this point in your life say you ought to be a plumber or you ought to be an electrician or you ought to be an engineer, and they begin to try to slot kids into these types of career paths before they even get out of high school. How ridiculous is that? How lacking of allowing our kids to be as creative as they wish and to make their own choices in their education system. So we have to be very careful. If you look at the compendium, Scott, of where Common Core is on a scale of 1 to 100, we're at about 10. We've just begun to see the bad ramifications of where this is heading and where it's leading us. And we've got to get control back in North Dakota.
Chris Minot, question for Jim Casper. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Yes, Chris. Go ahead.
I don't understand where, with this whole testing, where they're coming with our kids shouldn't be tested against other states. You have the ACT to get into college, the SAT to get into college. I'm a CPA. That's a national test. All these are national tests. There's not just one test for Maya, North Dakota, and everything, so that's why I'm just curious about that whole problem, where they're saying we shouldn't be tested nationally. As well as on that, is I've seen the benefits of Common Core, because in mine here, how much influx we have of new kids, where if our teachers know they're supposed to be at this point, and they come in, you know, they can say, okay, here's where everybody's supposed to be at. And I've also seen the benefit of teachers have a standard saying this is where, you know, kids should be. But they also have the rights to say, okay, these kids are advancing, so we can put them in advanced class and actually teach them more, where these kids are behind. So here's where we need to get specialized and help them out to get to that point.
All right, so a defense of standards in general, I guess the argument is who sets the standards, but we have a minute left for an answer, Jim.
Yeah, the caller is right. We need standards. When we establish our standards in North Dakota, we want them world-class. They'll be way higher than what Common Core standards are. The Common Core standards are a dumbing down of the system. We will have great standards, but they'll be North Dakota standards by North Dakota people, world benchmarked and internationally benchmarked, and we will control that process. We'll still take tests. The teachers will still give tests. The ACT will still be given. The bottom line is how do our kids stack up in the ACT and the SAT? That won't go away. That'll be here.
Yeah, but the problem
Chris, appreciate the call. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Jim Casper, thank you. We'll continue to follow this. Appreciate the time today, and stay in touch.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hey, John and Bismarck want to get somebody's birthday in here. Whose birthday is it, John? John, are you there? John, you lost your chance. Now we have to guess whose birthday it was. Todd and Tioga, I'll give you the last 10 seconds. What's on your mind? Quick.
Just wanted to weigh in. I appreciate everything that the callers called in about, and we were absolutely in the wrong that we didn't go over to France. And just a couple quotes, Scott.
That's been a hot one today, Todd. We're out of time, unfortunately. Call again tomorrow. We'll do it all over again right here. And God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.